In our call to worship, I just want to take a few moments in the book of Ruth as we've been walking through this particular book in the Old Testament scriptures. As the women gathered around Naomi, in verse 15 of chapter 4, they said to her, "And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him." And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse to it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi." And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. I thought about this in relationship to what we read back in chapter 1 in our beginnings of this, where she said, "Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty." It's a far different Naomi in chapter 4 than it is in chapter 1. I think many of us, in times of our life, we feel like we went out full and we've come back empty. And I think that we have to learn the same lesson as Naomi. Naomi and her husband had left the land of promise to try to find food. Who can fault them for that? I mean, we would all certainly want to do the same thing. If your family's starving and you're middle of a famine, you're going to do everything you can to take care of and feed them. But they did so without seeking God's will. And that's where you get into trouble. Naomi now is back in the land, and she brings back with her a young lady who believes in the Lord and loves her and stays with her. And her testimony is such a beautiful picture here. And she realizes, Naomi comes to realize, from the testimony of all these women, that she's on full again. She has God's blessing on her life again. And her life concludes. She rides out of Scripture at this point. Her name is not mentioned ever again. But Naomi leaves us in the book of Ruth on full. Have you ever been on empty? It's frustrating when you get into your car and start it up and it's on empty. And you're praying, "Lord, just help me to get down to the Shell station, or I can get enough gas to be able to get to work." It's frustrating whenever you're hungry and your stomach's on empty. But for the Christian, it's a far different matter to be on empty. That means you're outside of God's best. You're outside of God's best. And you need to turn to the Lord and get back right into fellowship with Him so you can be on full and enjoy His best. I'm so glad that the testimony of Naomi was not that she was still on empty when we finished the book. Amen? But that this child is going to be a nourisher for you, a restorer in your old age. In other words, you're back on full again, Naomi. And what a blessing it is to be in the center of God's plan for our lives, the center of God's will, because that's the place of fullness, not emptiness. May God help us to understand and know the blessings of Naomi.